Isaac Speakers Tout Cross-Sector Partnerships, written by Holden Mann, and read by an automated voice. Cross-sector coordination will be vital to protecting the electric grid and other critical infrastructure operators from rapidly expanding cyber and physical security threats, Matt Duncan of the Electricity Information Sharing and Analysis Center said on a panel with colleagues from other industries. It is increasingly clear that we can't just do this alone as critical infrastructure. We need government, and we need supply chain vendors, because we all share the same attack surface, Duncan E. Isaacs, Vice President of Security Operations and Intelligence, said during a December 2 talk with Texas RE webinar. And even though the E. Isaac is just one of many Isaacs, we know that electric power is essential to every infrastructure sector and every part of the economy, so we take our responsibility very seriously, not only to work with utilities but with cross-sector partners as well, he said. Duncan's fellow panelists included John Brick, Manager of Intelligence and Risk Analysis at the Downstream Natural Gas Isaac, Angela Hound, Executive Director of the Oil and Natural Energy Isaac, and Chuck Egley, Director of Security and Resilience Operations at the Water Isaac. The talk came just a few weeks after GridX8, the latest iteration of the biennial security exercise that drew more than 15,000 participants from over 370 organizations. Several panelists pointed to GridX as an example of the potential benefit from establishing cross-sector ties. Egley mentioned that the Water Isaac has even organized its own version of the exercise, H20X, along with H20SecCon, a conference on water infrastructure security inspired by the E-Isaac's annual GridSecCon event. We'd look to the E-Isaac, in particular, as an example for how to bring those similar offerings to the sector and bring in more value, Egley said. A lot of it was, I think, thanks to being very much involved in the planning of those events, that we were able to then make them happen for our sector as well. Asked by Joseph Younger, the head of Texas RE's Compliance Monitoring and Enforcement Program, how utilities can get this right regarding cross-sector coordination, Duncan said one of the ways to get it right is to get it wrong, and the best place to get it wrong is in an exercise. He said GridX and similar exercises are a good way to find the weak points within either an organization or its dependencies, before they cause a real-world emergency. Brick said interdependency with other sectors is probably one of the biggest issues we deal with in the DNG Isaac. He likened the problem to the butterfly effect, because a relatively minor problem in one sector can cause a hurricane in the next sector. Electricity helps us get gas out of the ground and move it, and gas helps generate electricity, so it can get to people. Water has to provide the cooling for things, there's just no end to it, he said. The National Council of Isaacs is a resource to help sort out such confusion, Brick said, adding that everything we do depends on the next Isaac in the line. The NCI aims to help by creating playbooks of common practices and responses so that in a crisis, we don't have to go through that process of reinventing the wheel every time. Hound said the role of an Isaac is not hands on keyboards or being on site, but in collecting information during an emergency and making sure utilities have the data they need to address the issue. It's not enough to say the sky is falling. It's important that we talk about what they can do to protect their companies, their people, assets, the critical infrastructure, and ultimately the country, Hound said. So I'm just very passionate about having those relationships in advance and knowing who to talk to and being good partners, and that's where the trust is developed, in my experience.